Yeah, so I make a little bit more Seder from yesterday, like a little bit, just to go over the basic things we established yesterday. I think I have it a little bit more clear also. So first of all, I raised the question, how does this mission over here, B'ches M'shanosan HaShiyah Raya Shalainosan, and the Gemara's move away, that it's basically, we know one of them built the wall. Apparently one of them built the wall. Taish discusses how do we know one of them, which one built the wall. But we take it as given one of them built the wall. And then the other one, it's a Pirayin Chayv. It has to do with the Shaila of Einu Perech Teich Zmanoi. When does the Zman of the Chayv do? Gemara at the beginning thinks it's the end of the, when the wall is completed. Then the Gemara says, no, Kol Shofa V'Shofa. So it sounds like it's basically a taina of Parati and a Chayv. And lechayra, if it's a regular taina of parati, that's when the Sugya Gemara sounds like it's a regular taina of parati. So why is he believed? Why is we'll call him Shimon? Reuben built the wall. Now Shimon says, "I paid you for the wall when the wall was finished, or kol shofar v'shofar, even in the middle, I paid you for the wall." So why is Shimon believed? Like every lawyer is believed to say parati because I'm itzim lechaver olav araya. Kach b'pshuta. That's what seems to emerge from our mission and from our Gemara especially. On the other end, we have the mission that base that says that there's an ansari that they built it together. It sounds like it's nothing to do with the regular piroyin chayiv. Regular piroyin chayiv again. The leiv is nem and say perati only because I'm making a chaver of araya. Not more than that. If that's all that we had over here, so then why would the avonim be shul shneim? We know for sure Reuben bought the avonim. We have a suffix if Shimon paid for the avonim. So why would it be? Why would the avonim be shul shneim? So, the pashut answer is that it's not a contradiction at all. But it says in the Mishnah Dabeis is that they're both mechuyev to build a wall, and they have to build, and therefore they build a wall on a mokum shel shneim. But it doesn't say in Dabeis who laid out the money. For that, they're not necessarily an ansari. It could be that Reuben laid out the money. And especially if we have reason to think that Reuben laid out the money, if we saw that Reuben was the one who was I'd say Reuben was the one who initiated the idea of building the wall, Shimon was reluctant, we would then assume, according to Tosis, that Reuben built the wall. But even if Reuben built the wall, he built the wall for both of them. Like we have in the Ramban and the Milchamas. The Milchamas that we did with the Balamar and the Sugya of Makif and Nikif, the Ramban B'Teich HaDvarim said that even if Reuben built the Ramban B'Teich HaDvarim said that if Reuben built the wall, he can still turn around and be Tavei Shimon. Balamar was mashma that if Reuben built the wall by a Bikkur, the Balamar was mashma that if Reuben built the wall first, then he loses his right to be Tavei Shimon for Nachokas Nezokim. So he can only be Tavei him for something if he's Makif and Midalad Ruchis. And I know with the Balamor we're not busy right with right now, but our component, the Ramban, when he's chaylik on the Balamor, so B'Teich HaDvarim, the Ramban says, why does Reuben lose his right to be Tavei Shimon just because Reuben built the wall first? Reuben built the wall for both of them, shlichusei kovid. Even if Reuben built the wall, Reuben laid out the money, but he laid it out for both of them. So if Adi can go to Shimon, it could be Tavei Shimon. That phrase in the Ramban, shlichusei kovid, I think that's a very key phrase over here. So even if it may be true that Reuben was the one who built the wall, but they still had an ansadi, since Shimon is mechuyev to participate. Why would Reuben do it on his own karka? He can be kaif for Shimon to participate. Even if Reuben lays out the money, he can be kaif for Shimon to reimburse him. So he wouldn't build the kaisel on that. There's still an ansadi that Reuben would not build the kaisel. He wouldn't be kaimis l'teich shalai. Why would he be kaimis l'teich shalai? Avadi is going to build it for karka shneim. And even if he's the one who went out and bought the avonim, but Avadi, he bought the avonim for both of them. He's expecting to be reimbursed by Shimon. So Reuben is stichusik over. Reuben is doing it for the two of them. Since Reuben is doing it, even if we think that Reuben is the one who did it, but he did it for both of them. Therefore, since Reuben did it for both of them, so now regardless of whether Reuben was reimbursed yet or not, the mokim the avonim belong to them both. The mokim obviously belongs to them both because the Anan Sadi says that Reuben built the kaisel al karka shel shneim. And even the avonim belong to them both. And this I was a little bit fuzzy about yesterday. I think even if the avonim belong to them both, even if we're not sure if Shimon paid for them. Maybe, we don't know. At best we have a mitzvah mechaver l'varaya. We don't know for a fact that Shimon paid when the war was completed. The Gemara says, halvai shi'i for adam l'achaz manim. It's only a halvai. We don't know. Lots of lawyers don't pay back on time. You have to go to a credit. You know, we have to go to a credit agency or something to get them to pay. Maybe we're not sure yet. There's no anansadi that Shimon actually paid the chayv. Nonetheless, if the wall falls, the avonim are shulshneim. Because since Reuven bought the avonim for both of them, and he put the avonim on the karka of both of them, so Reuven certainly has in mind that Shimon should be claiming the avonim. He's buying the avonim for Shimon. And Shimon also, why would Shimon not be claiming the avonim? The avonim were bought for him, they're on his karka. Even if he doesn't pay for the avonim, he's not going to get out of, let's say he says, no, I don't want to buy the avonim. He's not going to get out of having to pay. Like, let's say Shimon says, I don't want to buy the avonim. I can even imagine the case. Let's say the wall fell down before Shimon paid. You know, the Reuven built the wall. Shimon's dragging out the paying it back. Maybe the wall fell down before Shimon had a chance to pay. So I think Shimon would still be claiming the avonim. Because what's Shimon going to gain by not being claiming the avonim? What's Shimon going to gain by not paying? I mean, what would Shimon gain by not being claiming the avonim? By saying, I don't want the avonim, now they're broken. He still has to pay. Because he was still mechuyev to build the wall together with Reuven. And so Shimon, even if the wall fell down and now the avonim are broken, but Shimon was mechuyev to participate in the building of the avonim. Reuven was shlichusik of it. So about a Shimon would have to pay Reuven back. It's a chayv. He owes the money. It's like he bought avonim and he owes the money on his credit card bill. So whether he pays the credit card bill or not, the avonim belong to him. He can't go to the store. The avonim broke. I'm not going to pay you. He doesn't get out of having to pay. It's a chayv. It's like the chayv is a chayv, but the avonim about it, he has to. But the avonim, there's no reason for Shimon not to be claiming the avonim. There's no upside in Shimon not being claiming the avonim. Besides which, Reuven's legar from a yared. Reuven went. He built a kaisel that Shimon's mechuyev to build. Avada Reuven would have the kolapakas. Didn't have a yared in the soda soyulito. So you have to pay him kishasha soliyeh. So. From all sides, Shimon has to pay for the avonim regardless. Whether he wants to be claiming the avonim or he doesn't want to be claiming the avonim, Shimon certainly has to pay for the avonim. It's his responsibility as much as Reuben's. It's a tzarech meshutuf. There's a chalkas nezokin. All the words that you want to throw at it. It's a yoyred. All of these terms they're all here. So avada Shimon has to pay for the avonim. So since Shimon has to pay for the avonim regardless, so avada Shimon would want to be claiming the avonim. Why not? Even if they're broken, it's better than nothing. So if Adam Shimon wants to be claiming the avonim, so Reuven bought the avonim for Shimon. Shimon wants to be claiming the avonim. They're on the karka shel Shimon. So ma mikra zechoser. If Adam Shimon is claiming the avonim, so therefore I'm mokum v'avonim shel shnei. In other words, there's no steer here at all. What it says in the Mishnah in Daf Beis is that there's an ansadi that the mokum v'avonim shel shnei, because Reuven and Shimon both have to build this wall. So therefore, either they built it together or one of them built it for the other. One of them built it as a acting on behalf of both of them. L'inyan ha'mokum avonim shel shneim, it comes to the same thing. Bottom line is, whoever built the wall, he built it avada on the karkel shel shneim, and he had in mind that the other one should be claiming the avonim, and the other one's mechuyev taka to pay for the avonim, and therefore ha'mokum avonim shel shneim, and that's the mission of Beis. And on that there's an ansadi. You don't have to. And that is mamish. Mamish is an ansadi. What it says in our Mishnah is that in a case where we know that Reuven was the one who laid out the money, again, shlichus sekov, he laid out the money for both of them. But in a case where we know that Reuven laid out the money, that Reuven was the one who actually built the wall, how do we know? So that's the discussion in Tosis. But how do we know that he laid out the... But some way or another, we know that Reuven built the wall. I think in Rashi, the simple, the steamest Rashi is mashma. We just know it for a fact. There are Eidim that Reuven built the wall. But Tosis, for reasons that I don't entirely understand, Tosis doesn't want to go with that more direct route, so Tosis makes a more complicated story. How do we know that Reuven built the wall? Because Reuven was the one who we saw wanted it more. So we assume that he was the one who took the... Reuven wanted it, and Shimon was reluctant, so Mestama Reuven went ahead and built the wall. So now we have a discussion. Okay, but Shimon has to reimburse him. Can we assume that Shimon did reimburse him? Is it Becheska Shenosan, not Becheska Shenosan? So the Mishnah says, Becheska Shenosan, not Sheyovirai Shenosan, that we assume that Shimon did reimburse him, and that's the discussion of the Gemara. Why do we make that? It's a time of Perua. Yes, like Shimon time is every reimbursed you. Reuven said, no, you didn't. So it's like anybody who time is Perua, and he's Neman, and we have discussion of the Gemara, Lachas Mane, and so on. And that's the Sugis HaGemara. Okay, now, going further, How can we know that Reuven built the wall? So again, Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi just sounds like we know. So the simple answer is we know because we know. It's documented. There was kind of video tape, or we have Adam. We know for a fact that Reuven built the wall. I don't know why Tosis doesn't say that. Maisa Tosis is more complicated. Tosis says that Reuven was mafzir. Reuven was atzei to Shimon. Reuven was trying to get Shimon to build the wall. Shimon was misarhev. So we assume that Reuven built the wall. Again, expecting to be reimbursed, he built the wall for the two of them. But Tosis brings another shita. He doesn't give a name to, but we know from the Shita, from the Tosfos Rosh and the Shita, that it's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, at least in the Sefer, that the case is that he built a Chazus. That there was a Chazus. Presumably, Rabbeinu Tam, presumably Rabbeinu Tam learned the Reisha also that there was a Chazus. Because in the Reisha and the Sefer, in both cases, what's the Reisha and the Sefer? The Reisha, the wall was only up to four amas. The Sefer, the wall went up more than four amas. So we have these two cases in the Mishnah. Parenthetically, I'm not entirely sure if it's two cases or it's one case. I'm not sure how to punctuate the Mishnah. Is it two different cases? You know, Mechayvenes, Livnes, Adal, Ramas, period. That's how it sounds like in Rashi. Mechayvenes, you have to build a wall for four amas. And then, Mecheskinosin, and that is Mecheskinosin. And then there's another case. What if he built it more than four amas? It's like two different cases. Or if you read the Mishnah, no, they built the wall six amas tall. Reuven built the wall six amas tall. Ad dalad amas is becheska shenosan, and more than dalad amas is becheska shaloinosan. It's one case. He built the wall six amas, but Shimon is becheska shenosan the first four amas, and he's not becheska shenosan the second, the last two amas. And even if he was samach lekaisel, he's not becheska shenosan the upper two amas. Kachekach. I'm not sure if it's one case or two, but whether it's one case or two, in both cases we know that Reuven built the wall. Because both cases in the Mishnah require that we know that Reuven built the wall. In the Reisha, Reuven built the wall. In the case of Dalet Amos, Ad Dalet Amos, Reuven built the wall, and Shimon is Becheska Shenosan. And in the second case, Lumalami Dalet Amos, Reuven built the wall, at least the higher part of the wall, and then Shimon was Somach LeKaisel Acher, and it's Becheska Shaloinosan, not Shiyavi Raya Shenosan. But in either case, it somehow is taken as given that Reuven is the one who built the wall. So, Mistama, how do we know that, whatever way we know that Reuven built the wall in the Sefer is the same way that we know that Reuven built the wall in the Reisha? Why would the Reisha be talking about a case where we know that Reuven built the wall from Edim, and the second case is we know Reuven built the wall through a Chazus? Or the first case, we know that Reuven built the wall because we saw him being Atzei, trying to get Shimon to go along, and in the Sefer, we know that Reuven built the wall because there was a Chazus. That would be bizarre. Mechatesa. Whatever way you explain the Sefer, how we know that Reuven built the wall, is presumably the way you explain the Reisha, how we know that Reuven built the wall. Matan, you want to go about
that one? Yeah, but why? In the Reisha, it doesn't make a difference if you knew, meaning the time of Bonisi is just as good. Because he can just say, I'm sorry, Parati is just as good. He can say, when this man comes, this man came, Parati, I win. Right? So we don't care if.
No,
it's
yeah,
given.
But
we can say, oh,
yeah. Well, if we don't know who built the wall, you don't need Parati.
Right.
You don't need Hatayna Parati if
but
we know.
Even if you do know who built the wall, Parati is just as good. In the Sefer,
right.
It's very important. Let's say he had a claim.
Yeah, it may be more important in the Sefer to know who built the wall, but as far as the bottom line.
That's why in the Sefer we need to say that the case is according to Rabbi Yonatan where you need a Chazus.
In the ratio, if there was no Chazus. So how do you know that Reuven built the wall? And if you don't know that Reuven built the wall,
doesn't matter. Even if Reuven did build the wall, he has a claim of Parati, and
he's But the Mishnah says that Shimon only wins because he's Becheska Shenosan. It doesn't say that Reuven wins because Shimon wins because he could kinda put it this way. You might be right in the Mishnah, but it's in the Gemara. It's for sure not that way. That's certainly not the way the Gemara understood the Mishnah. In other words, in the Mishnah itself, in the ratio, maybe you could say. The case is that Reuven just says he built the wall, and Shimon says, yes, you built the wall, but I pay you. So, and maybe that's why he's Becheska Shenosan, because he's a Migan. Like, maybe that's Pshat in the Mishnah. We could say, if we didn't have the Gemara, if we never read the Gemara, we could say, you know what's Pshat in the Reisha? The Reisha, it's just Shimon is Moida that Reuven built the wall. That's how we know Reuven built the wall. We know Reuven built the wall because nobody's arguing about it. They all agree Reuven built the wall. And then why is Shimon Becheska Shenosan? Then it would be possible because he has a Migan. He could say Ladam, he could say I built the wall. But the Gemara, you see, not the way, because the Gemara says the reason why Shimon is Neman is only because, why Shimon is Neman is because either because is because he's tiny parati, and then there's really a problem because parati, it's toich zmanoi, and Eidim Pere toich zmanoi. What's the problem? He has a migoy. The Gemara said later on that migoy, Gemara said by later on, that migoy trumps the chazok of Eidim Pere toich zmanoi. So you see from the Gemara is assuming that Shimon is never nakas of a migoy. Shimon doesn't have a migoy. If Shimon had a migoy, then he would be nemet the taina parati, maybe even teichzmanet. But the Gemara says that Shimon's only nemet because a person could be parat teichzmanet, and the Gemara is bothered by that, and it has to say shofa v'shofa and so on. It's malur that the Gemara took for granted that Shimon does not have a migoy in the ratio.
Rebbe, who cares about me? The point is it doesn't make a difference. That we can say for sure the case of the ratio is it's a case where he knew that everyone agrees that he built the wall, but he has his claim of parati, so the claim of parati is good.
So why can't the case? Why can't this case in the sefer be that everybody knows that he built the wall? Why can't the sefer? If the ratio is a case,
in the sefer, I can have a claim of ani banisi.
Why? But if everybody knows that you didn't, how could you say that you did?
What do you mean? No. The case of the sefer is different. The case of the sefer. That's why we need the Rabbeinu Tam needs to say that I have a chazus. Because if I didn't have a chazus, I would have the case of ani, but I would have the claim of ani banisi. But ani banisi, I don't need that in the ratio. Who cares about Ani Banisi?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, but in the Gemara, it's Mavur that the Gemara read the Mishnah that you could not claim Ani Banisi in the Resha.
Right, because it's not necessary.
No, you don't have it. If you had it, then you would have a Migoy.
The Mishnah can
Okay, listen to what I'm saying. The Gemara assumes that there's no Migoy in the Resha. Because otherwise the whole sugya breaks down. If there's a Migoy, then who cares if Eidim Pere Toich Zmanoi, if you have a Migoy. So the Gemara is assuming there's no Migoy. That means the Gemara is assuming that the Reisha must be a case where we know that Reuven built the wall. What's the case? How do we know Reuven built the wall?
Everyone agrees.
So if that's the case that everyone agrees, why can't that be the case in the Sefer too?
Because in the Sefer...
If everybody... What do you mean by everybody agrees? The two parties agree?
Yeah.
That's still a Migoy. He still is a Migoy. If it's just that Reuven and Shimon both agree that Reuven built the wall...
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. It means to say them.
Yeah.
So then why can't the Sefer be Aiden? Why do you have to bring a chassus in? Yeah.
Could it be that Tosfos isn't explaining how we know that Reuven built the wall? Rather, it's how we know that Shimon didn't pay yet.
No, but the Gemara says we don't know that Shimon didn't pay yet. Shimon Tainas, he did pay.
So, why do we say
on that? So in the we do. That's why we chassus shenasim. But the Gemara asks is Teitzvane. So that's the needle over here. Look, no, I think this is the Vapash. In both the Reisha and the Sefer, we know for a fact that Reuven built the wall. It's not just that Shimon is Moedli Reuven built the wall. Yeah, maybe this is talking good to speak out. Because again, if I didn't have the Gemara, then maybe the problem would first arise in the Sefer. And the truth is, this is maybe a good point, because it is noteworthy that Tosus, when he discusses how do we know that Reuven built the wall, the Dibra Maskel is the Sefer, not the Reisha. How come Tosus, and the Shita also in the Tosus Rosh, how come Tosus first raises the question, how do we know that Reuven built the wall in the Sefer? Isn't it again to the Reisha too? So I think the answer is that if you haven't read the Gemara yet, then Tosus is going, Kesedera Sugya. If you have not yet read the Gemara, then the Reisha is not really so problematic. Maybe we know Reuven built the wall because Shimon agrees that Reuven built the wall. But in the Sefer, where it's Becheska Shalonos and that Shimon loses, why does Shimon lose? If it's just that he agrees that Reuven built the wall, then he has a migoy. So in the Sefer, it's Muchuch that we know for a fact that Reuven built the wall. So how do we know that for a fact? So that's what Machlokes to Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos says because he was the one who was Atze, and Rabbeinu Tam says because it was a Chosus. But when in the Gemara, it's muchuch that the Gemara understood that this whatever is true, whatever, however you know the Reuven, in the Gemara, it's muchuch that in the ratio there's no migoy. So that means that it's not that just Shimon agrees that Reuven built the wall. We must know for a fact that Reuven built the wall. The same way in the Sefer, we know for a fact that Reuven built the wall. It's muchuch that in the ratio also the Gemara's understood the Mishnah at least to the Gemara's understanding of the Mishnah was that in the ratio also we know for a fact that Reuven built the wall. Because if that were, again, because if that wasn't the case, then Shimon would have a nigoy, because Shimon could deny that Reuben built the wall. And the Gemara, in the Sugis Gemara, it's muchuk that Shimon does not have a migoy. If he had a migoy, then it wouldn't be a problem of any period of any period taksmanik, because you have a migoy. Later on, it's a buy in the Gemara, but it's mashmash only a buy later on. At this point, Tosis certainly assumes the way for the but that's the Tosis on the bottom. Tosis for the posh that this case here is there's no migoy, because if there was a migoy, we could have been pressured to buy it. Anyway, the kitzer. The bottom line is. We're making very complicated something that shouldn't be so complicated. In both in the Rashi and the Seif and the Mishnah, the cases that we know that Reuben built the wall, the Nidin is to assume it's Bechesk Shanasa and assume it's not Bechesk Shanasa. So Taisa says, how do we know that Reuben built the wall? So Taisa says, because Artsy. He brings from Rabbeinu Tam, Taisa doesn't bring the Shem Rabbeinu Tam, but he refers to another Pshat that there was a Chosis. In the Taisa Zerosh, it says that other Pshat is Rabbeinu Tam, and the Taisa Zerosh is on Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not making this stuff up. The Taisos asked the Rabbeinu Tam, how can you say that it's a chazus that doesn't work in the Reisha? Because if there was a chazus in the Reisha, then how could it be, if it was a chazus in the Reisha, then how could it be Bechezke Shenasa? Now, that question is not really so explained. Taisos doesn't explain so much that question. But you see in Taisos, for sure, that he's assuming if the Seif is a chazus, the Reisha is also a chazus. Just like I said. And that's exactly what he challenges the Rabbeinu Tam from. Rabbeinu Tam, how can you know the Seif is a Chosis? It does. If the Seif is a Chosis, then the Reisha also does a Chosis. That's also how we know that Reuben built the wall in the Reisha. And how could it be a Chosis? If there's a Chosis, how could it be Bechezke Shenosim? Why is that a steer? Why can't there be a Chosis and it's Bechezke Shenosim? He built the wall with the Chosis, but it's Bechezke Shenosim that Shimon paid it back. So I think there's different ways to understand the Tosfos Rosh's Kasher. But let's say, by even Poshut, if there's a Chosis, it means that Reuben was Kainus to take Shalai. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Chazus is right that Reuben was kindness to take Shaloi. If Reuben was kindness to take Shaloi, then he's not building it b'shlichos of Shimon. Then he's building the wall just for himself. So why should Shimon have to pay him at all? Maybe a little bit asnena, but why should he pay like Kilu is a shutiv in the Avon? You could add to that also, maybe this is also part of Tosfos Rosh's Kasher, in the Gemara it's Mavur, that Shimon's tain is not that he paid after the wall was finished. Shimon's tain is that he paid al-Koshofa v'Shofa. As the wall was being built, he kept paying him. So if Shimon was paying in as the wall was being built, so how did Reuben build the Chazus? Maybe Tosfos Rosh embraces both of those questions. So it doesn't make any sense in the Reisha to say there's a Chazus. So in the Reisha, how do we know that Reuben built the wall? It must be for another reason. Like Tosfos says, I'd say, so that could be shot from the Sefer too. It's a kash on Rabbeinu Tam. So what are we going to do for Rabbeinu Tam? This is the question. What are we going to do for Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam learns that we're doing that with the Chosis. So with the Chosis, so how does it work in the Reisha? So I suggested yesterday, but today I have it more clear. I think the answer is, anyway, we know there's Machlekes Rishonim. B'mokim, in the Reisha, there's a Machlekes Rishonim. Does a chazus work in a chatzah? Does a chazus work in a chatzah? And corollary of that, were they b'chal masakin a chazus in a chatzah? So, Shitas Ramban is that a chazus in a chatzah is meaningless because a chazus is an anansari beats a chazus. The chazus seems to say that Reuben built the wall for himself and he was kindness l'teich shaloi and so on and so forth. We have an ansari that is not true. Reuben built the wall of Karka Shel Shneim, and he built the wall planning to be reimbursed. L'kol ha'pachas, even if only one of them built the wall, but he built it planning to be reimbursed. I'm putting that in. The Ramban just says that Chosis doesn't beat an ansari. I'm embellishing on that, because we just established earlier today that the ansari over here is not that they both paid for the wall. Could be Shimon hasn't yet paid for the wall. But there's still an ansari that the wall was built for both of them. That much on Ansari there certainly is. The wall was built for both of them. Even if Reuben was the one who built the wall, he built it for both of them. So the Mokim Shel Shneim and the Karka Shel Shneim. So Chosis doesn't beat that. That's Shittas Rambam. The simple Mashmais that Tosfos Daf Beis is that Tosfos holds that there is such a thing as a Chosis and a Chotzer, and the Chosis would be the Ansari. It's not Mufurish and Tosfos. But Tosfos says the case in the Mishnah is of the Mishnah that says that a Mokim Avanu Shel Shneim is talking about where there was no Chosis. It could be Taisa only going in the Shnakama, not in the Shnabasa. If you look closely in the Taisa, so it's not 1,000% Mukhuk. But the Pashas in Taisa is that he thinks there is such a thing as a Chosis in a Chotz. Yeah, again, if you look very, very closely, you see Taisa there, and the Diak over there in the Taisa, he's going in the Tzad of the Lishna Kama, the Hezekiah Lashme Hezek, and the case is that there are Edom who remember that they made a kinyan to build the Kaisim. So that's sad that Hezekiah Lashme Hezek, then Avada is the substance, then Avada would help the Nechaz. So maybe Ladidan, that we hold like the Lishna Basra, that Hezekiah Shme Hezek, and there's an Ansade, even without a kinyan, without being Zeichrim, that they made a kinyan to build the wall. So then maybe a chosus, maybe Tais might agree to the Ramban that a chosus doesn't, that there's no such thing as a chosus. Al Kapan, Shita Saraman is that there's no such thing as a chosus and a chotzer, it's meaningless against the Anazan. So I want to suggest, Derech Efshir, that maybe Rebbeinu Tam holds, like the Ramban, to an extent, that the chosus does not trump the Anazan. But the chosus will still be meaningful in a chotzer to establish anything that's not against the Anan Sadik. Again, it goes to what I said at the beginning of Shir. There's two Nidonim. There's one Nidon, who paid for the wall? Who actually built the wall? And that there's no Anan Sadik. We don't know. Maybe Reuven paid for the wall. Shimon has to pay him back. That's number one. That's the Nidon of our Mishnah. Then there's another Nidon. Whoever built the wall, did he build it for himself, B'teich Shaloi, or did he build it for both of them on Karka Shel Shnei? And that is an Anan Sadik. Now we encounter, let's say we encounter in the chotzer, we have a wall, we see a chosus. Okay, so we see a chosus. So we can't interpret the chosus to mean that Reuven, and the chosus says it's Reuven's. We cannot interpret the chosus to mean Reuven was kindness l'tech shaloi and built the wall for himself. Because that's taka against the Anan Sadik. But the chosus could still say that Reuven built the wall. That must the chosus could still say that Reuven built the wall, not b'teich shaloi, because that would be stupid of Reuven to do, and it was an ansadi that nobody would do that. So avadi, he built it b'karka shel shneim, and he's planning to get reimbursed one day. He's gonna be tevei hashim and based in avadi. That the chosus can't say otherwise, but at least this must. But the chosus could still say whatever is not against the ansadi. So at least the chosus could say that Reuven is the one who that when knows if I was Reuven and I was building the wall and I wanted Shimon to reimburse me. And I didn't have any Edim that I was the one who built the wall. I was afraid my Edim would go to Florida or something. So what would I do? I would build the chosus, so that I could then come to Basin and say, look, Basin, I built the wall. So Shimon should reimburse me. I didn't build the wall on my own property. Obviously, I wouldn't do that. I built the wall on Karka Shel Shneim. I was shlichusik of it. But I built the wall. How can I establish that I built the wall? Because look, chosus. There's a chosus. So maybe that's the pshat in Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam says there's a chosus in both cases in the Mishnah. There's a chosus. But the chosus can't mean that he was claiming to take shaloi. Because that's it against the Nansadi. But the chosus could still show me that it was Reuven who built the wall and not Shimon. And therefore, Shimon has to reimburse. Dying Yesh Lishol. So that would answer up why there could be a chazus, and yet it doesn't mean that Reuven was claiming to touch shaloi. It's still hamakom ba'anushim. There's a chazus, and yet the wall was built for both of them, and shlichus covered, and it could still be tevei hashim. So maybe that would be pshat in Rebbeinu Tam. It occurs to me now that there's still a little bit of a kashi, which is the Gemara has it sad that Shimon's taina of parati. It's not that I paid at the end, but that I paid kol shofar v'shofar. As the wall was being built, I paid for every shofar v'shofar. How could the Gemara have such a tzad? And more than a tzad, I think that's the maskana. We pass on like a shlokish. Ein repair takes money. So what's the case of the Mishnah? It's ein. He can't be that he says he paid after the wall was finished. That's not a chiddush, the Gemara says. That's a double poshut. So what must, that's pshita. So the case has to be, he said he paid before the wall was finished. Ayas takes money. So the Gemara says, well, he said he paid kol shofar v'shofar. Kol shofar v'shofar zimne. So he paid as the wall was going up, he paid it in installments. So then it's still shver. If as the wall is being built, after every shofar, Shimon writes a check, then how would there be a chazus? How would Shimon allow, Shimon's not going to pay for a wall that's going up on kol shofar v'shofar if Reuven's sticking chazus onto it. Right, if Shimon is paying for the wall as it's going up, then it's going to be without a chazus. So that is still that occurs to me now that that's still shver in Rebbeinu Tam. Again, again, going. Remember, we had two problems here. I'm not sure which one the Tosfos Yosef is asking. Tosfos Yosef asks, how can it be Becheskes Shanosin if there's a Chazus? So said the Kasha, give me two things. Number one, if there's a Chazus, it means he was Kainis Tech Shalai. He was Kainis Tech Shalai, then Shem doesn't owe him any money at all. Or maybe only Dov Amud. So that what I said is a good answer. There is a Chazus. But the Chazus can't mean he was Kainis Tech Shalai, because the Ansadi says that he wasn't Kainis Tech Shalai. So the Chazus can only mean that Reuben was the one who built the wall. But there's still this other problem that's still I think a problem, which is maybe what Tosfos Yosef meant to ask. That the Gemara is that sad that Shimon's paying as the wall goes up. If Shimon is paying as the wall goes up, so then there can't be a chazus. So if there's no chazus, how do you know Reuben built the wall in the first place? Other reasons there. The Tosfos pshat, I'd say something. No, so then why did Rabbein Tam not learn? So why didn't Rabbein Tam learn that way too? So we're not entirely out of the woods. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so that's initially Yashuv. We have to go on. Let's go back. Let's start Tosfos. Yes, the first Tosfos we just did. The second Tosfos. Af pi shleinosan megagalin shleinosan tikka megagalin ovesakel. So that's the safe. If Shimon, by the case where it's lemala midalad amas, Shim is not mechuyev. So Shim doesn't have to pay it all for lemala midalad. But if it was samach lechaisel acher, if Shimon made another wall, so he's megaladas that he's nichale in the wall that Reuven built, and in the height and in the height, so mechuyev is lemara. Say Shimon, let's say Reuven built a wall that was 8 amas tall. And Shimon built a wall that was only 6 amas tall, at least so far. So now how much will we mechayev Shimon to be mishtatif? All 8 amas or only 6 amas? Chalek is later on in the Gemara and daf up. Okay, we'll see when we get there. But kaponim, kach. Let's say a simple case. Reuben built 6 amas, Shimon built 6 amas. So megalgam alav esakol, even though Shimon has not yet put the roof on. But we assume that he wants to put a roof on, and there's a gili das, therefore there's nichalei in the kaisa. Why is Megalin Olav Sakoil? It's an Erev Zalichosa. Reuven built the wall anyway. Reuven built the wall before Shimon dreamed of his wall. So Reuven built the wall that was nothing to do with the extra 2 Amos Reuven built on his own, for Reuven's purposes. Now Shimon is Megaladas, that is Nichol. So fine. So it's an Erev Zalichosa. So Taisus Mikol Mokoim. Kevin. The goli died to the nichle b'hagbah chayev. Since he was megaladas, that is nichle in the hagbah. The mashal is magia nichle b'itzo. Now that's the mashal, the chazim sefer. See here in the Oiz Bahadur, they say it's tfus vishin also. The old tfusim, it's also that way. B'itzo makes a lot of sense. It parallels the tesis in Babakama tavchot. Goli died to the nichle means nichle b'itzo, not nichle in the hanoh. Every nen is nichle in the hanoh, at least most nenes. Nichlei beitzah. Came in the galit golidaita, the nichlei beitzah, chayev. The chayin mashma became a parakit zerekel. The come a time of the nikkah for maka potter. Shema minos, and then it was like chosa potter. I feel hochi bomb, a dick of chayev. Came kachin, came early. So this is mamish parallels to Tosfos Daf. Parallels the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says there are biyosi patas be omid makif because then it was lechosu potter. Tosfos asks, so why is omid nikiv any different? Tosfos answers, go ledaita the nichle beitzah. Go ledaita the nichle beitzah takes off the problem of zenen and vzelechosu. How does that happen? How does go ledaita the nichle beitzah take off the problem of zenen and vzelechosu? So we had various possibilities. We had possibility number one that. Well, first of all, possibility number one, which we didn't spend a lot of, is that maybe it's an end of Zalechoser, it's only an issue of Kaifin al-Midastim. The Ari Shayim hold that the whole Zanen of Zalechoser Potter is only because Kaifin al-Midastim, the Rosh and the Tshuva, and twice later Ramashem, the Ritzvah. There is a school of thought in Rishayim The whole zanena with the chaser is only kaifer al midaslaim. It's a midaslaim if you don't have chaser anyway to be kaifer the to be tevei the hana. So then you could say that maybe goladait and nichle beitzah takes off midaslaim. I think it's very mistaber because if I know that he's nichle beitzah, that means you know Reuben was makif megimel ruchis. Then the nikif went and he was going there on his own. He was the ruch dalit goladait and nichle beitzah. So Reuben could say midaslaim. I see that he also wants to spend money. He's also if I wouldn't have laid out the money for the first three walls, he would have laid out money to build walls. If I would have known that, I would have gone to him in the beginning. And we would have done it together. So it's not a midas time for me to be today am now. I think that's a very mistabedik thing. Lefid dozri shayin. Anyway, maybe this needs to be. We didn't spend so much time on this because maybe I thought it was a double portion. Lefid dozri shayin zenen of lechaser is that the reason why zenen of lechaser is potter is because kaifin al midas time. It's a midas time to be tevei da'ano if you're not chaser. So you have to say they still have to read the same Gemara. The Gemara says Amid Makif is potter because then never the chaser is potter, which they translate as kaifin al midas time. So why is Amid Nikif different? Goladait and Nichli. How does Goladait and Nichli take off midas time? So I think the answer is poshut balabatish. If now the Nikif Shimon shows that he also was going to make walls. If Reuven wouldn't have done it, Shimon would have done it. So then it's not a midas time for Reuven to say, you know, instead we could have made a partnership at the beginning. So we didn't make a partnership at the beginning. So, but now that I know that you're really a partner, so let's make the partnership at the end. That's already not a midas time. So that's basically number one. That's if you hold it that Zenen of the Chaser is midin midas time, which is certainly a sheet in Rishayim. We talked about it, but it's not. But it's not the only way to understand Zenen of his life. We said earlier, it's called Yisali Machlekes Rishayim. What's called Midas Taim? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that business is not Midas Taim. If you can make a profit, it's by definition not a Midas Taim. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to learn Zenen of his life. It has nothing to do with Midas Taim. So we had a different Mahalach. Rav Shimon says a Mahalach that it's because you're not a, if you're not a Chaser, you can't be Teveh. You need to have a Teveh. You need Teifim, Mamon Sheishli. You need to have Mamon Sheishli Teifim. And if you're not a chaser, you're not a teve. So how does Omen Nikov take that off? So Omen Makiv is potter, because then there's a chaser is potter. You can't be teve. So how does Omen Nikov take it off? So he said at the time from Shimon that Omen Nikov is a numa chayev. What's the numa chayev of Omen Nikov? So Shimon says, because now you show that it's mishtashile. If the Nikov would have spent the money anyway, so then it's mishtashile that the Makiv did it for. We had a different possibility that Omer Nikif, the Goladait, the Nichol Beitzois, makes it, and now it's a Tzorech Meshutif, and you can be Deveim Al Specha. So that's nothing to do with, that's nothing to do, you're not being Deveya, you can't be Deveya Hano if you were in Chosa. But you could be Deveya somebody to Meshtatif you in building in a Tzorech Meshutif. That has nothing to do with not being Chosa. Not being Deveya you because you're taking from me. To be teveyu because you're taken from me, you're a mazik, you're a nene. So for that, I have to be chaser. But when the bnei chaser are claiming each other to build the beishar, nobody's chaser. And they tevey each other anyway, because it's not a tefiyah that you were mazik me. It's not a tefiyah. It's a tefiyah that we have to do something and we should do it together. So if you're megaladas to nichle beitzoyis, then you made it into a tzarech meshutif. So now the makif can be teveyu and the nikif to participate midin tzarech meshutif from the beishar the kedim. This is ground that we covered. So whatever it is over there, we'll plug it into over here. The Maisa, all Tosha is doing is he's showing a Gemara Mefureshes. It's a Gemara Mefureshes that Omer Nikif takes off. Kimat Mefureshes that Omer Nikif takes off Zenen of Zalechos. That's the Gemara Bava Kama. Omer Makif, Rav Yosi says is Potter, says the Gemara because Zenen of Zalechos is Potter, and yet Rav Yosi says that Omer Nikif is Chayev. Al Kochach Omer Nikif. Goladait the Nichle, takes off the chisaron of Zenen of Zelechos. So made the same thing up here with the second one. Whatever the pshat is over there, we'll plug it into to over here. Then Tosha another teretz, Inami, and I don't understand why Tosha needs another teretz. It's a Gemara Mefureshes of Baba Kama. Like, what do we need to look at any further? The teretz is not a kasha. The kasha is not a kasha because the Gemara Mefreshes is Baba Kama that Goladait and Nichle takes off Zenen of Zlechos. And then I have another teretz. I mean, it's a Gemara Mefreshes. Stop right there. don't know. But anyway, what's this other teretz? Inami hocha zech chosu shegoyim le shegbi akreis lemala medalid medalid ames kadesh lo yehesek riyah b'shem inyan mimenu. The guy who built the wall 6 amas tall, the extra 2 amas were not for the extra 2 amas were also hesek riyah. Now the Hezekiah that you have to worry about, but this guy's he's very phobic about Hezekiah. He doesn't want the guy even to be able to stand on his stool and look at him. So that's why he built the extra 2 amas. So Reuben built the extra 2 amas because of Shimon. So Tosos, that's called Chosah. That's called Chosah. Yeah, Tosos Lishitosin in the Mabakama maybe that Mechitzas Apnimiyos are always Chosah. Because the Makif says to the Nikav, I'm building the Mechitzas Apnimiyos because of you, because I don't want you to look at me. That's called Chosah. Rashi holds that the way, Rashi. Rashi is still not Hanam Chaser. I remember we had that need in place. He says it has to be, it can't be. The Gemara calls it Zanen. It was like Chaser. He says, according to Rashi, it's Mechitzas Apnimiyos. Mechitzas Apnimiyos is Chaser. Loshen Rabban, Maziko Yom Chaser. I'm building the Mechitzas Apnimiyos because of the Pnimi. So, about it, that's called Chaser. So, Al Derech Zeh, this guy's building, why is he building a 6 amah tall wall? Because of Shimon. He doesn't have to, but the Mice is doing it because of Shimon. So, Taisa Mechadish, that's enough to make it cool that he's. To make it called that he's chosim. Why does Tosis have to say that he's chosim in the 2 amas? Even the 2 amas, he's chosim because of Shimon, because he's doing because he has this super sensitive sensitivity to Hezekiah. Why didn't I say more pashut? Let's say the top 2 amas are not done because of Hezekiah. But he did the bottom 4 amas because of Hezekiah. So why can't that make him call? Why isn't that enough to make him a chaser? The chesaron doesn't have to be connected to the whole anah. We know shacharis hudash yoso, came out to all the Rishonim hold, that if you're chaser a little bit, you could tevei the whole anah. So this guy was chaser 4 amas, he was chaser. So the 4 amas that he was chaser, so he was chaser 4 amas, if he was chaser 4 amas, so he could tevei the anah from the whole 6 amas. You can ask that on Tosfos Kasha in the first place. What's Tosfos Kasha saying? And it was Lechosa. Why is he Lechosa? The first 4 amas he's building because of Hezekiah, because he doesn't want Shimon to look at him. So that's Chosa. And the answer is Poshut. The first 4 amas he's not building because he's Chosa. Because the first 4 amas he's not building because Shimon is looking at him in Mazikoi. So Shimon, he's the first 4 amas he's building so that he shouldn't look at Shimon. Because he's mechuyif to be machik his own Hezekiah. That's not called chaser. If I lay out money not to be mazik you, that's not called I'm chaser because of you. If I lay out money that you shouldn't be mechasim, that you shouldn't look at me, that's called that I'm chaser. I'm putting out money. I had an expenditure because of you. I was chaser on your. I was chaser. I was chosser because of you. But if I'm putting up 4 amas that I'm a chiyuv to do because I have a chiyuv achokas nizokin, doing my chiyuv is not called chosser. If I do something that I'm a chiyuv to do, it's not called I'm chosser. This is by bikkur holds that the mechitzas apnimius are chosser because in a bikkur it's a mokum shnogu shalei ligdor. So you had no, Reuven the makif had no chiyuv to build mechitzas apnimius. So he had no chiyuv of achokas nizokin. So why is he making those mechitzas? Because he doesn't want Shimon to look at him. So Taisus holds that that's called chaser. That's what called chaser. He has to lay out money because Shimon is there looking at him. So he's chaser. He doesn't have to, but he that's why he did it. So that's called that he's chaser on account of Shimon. But here we're talking about a chaser is a movie you have to build 4 amas. So that you have to do, you have to be machak and mezokin 4 amas. That's not called zen and evizel. That's called chaser. That's not chaser. This is what I have to do because I'm an observant Jew. I'm an Orthodox Jew. I have to make mechitzas not to look at my neighbors. That's not cool that I'm chaser on your account. Yeah.
Yeah. Really, isn't a chaser? Isn't a chiva Hezekiah shared between both of them? Why are you the reason why he's building for Hezekiah?
It doesn't matter that even if it's shared, but his half he had to do. It's anyways him. His half he had to do. So he's not chaser that he should be able to teveya the hanah of the extra two of the extra of the samach likos l'achar of the tikkun. That's the Tosis. Again, I don't know why Tosis needs this whole last part. He has a Gemara for Reshus. The Golodai to Nichlik takes off, and then it was Leichos. The Ritva asks a kasha. The Ritva asks, why? The Mishnah's mashma, that as soon as, not just mashma, the Mishnah says that Shimon is chayef to pay as soon as he saw him lechayis lacher, afal pi shaloi nosan es hatikun. What's the chayef nene? B'pshut nene. Tosfos also calls it zeh nene v'zlechosa. He asked the Ritva, he wasn't yet nene. Till he put on the tikkun, he didn't have any anoyim. So why does he have to pay before he got the anoyim? Says the Ritva. Says the Ritva, he's not paying us nene. Shimon pays for the extra two amos because he's kind of the extra two amos. Because the extra two amos are built on top of the first four amos. The first four amos are mokum avanim shel shneim. So the bottom of the wall belongs to Reuben and Shimon both. And the half that's closer to Shimon belongs to Shimon. Now Reuben built another two amos on top of that. And Shimon's megaladas that he wants to be soymech kairis olav. He wants to be soymech kairis olav. If he wants to be soymech kairis olav, then he has to acquire those avonim, those extra two amos of avonim. He has to be kind of them, so that he can be soymech kairis on them. So mele he has to pay because he's kind of those two amos. The Reuven wants Shimon to be kind of those two amos because he wants to have a partner, and Shimon wants those two amos. Because he wants to be, he was Megaladas that he wants to put on a tikkun. And he can be kinyan, he has the Maisa Kinyan because he has Kinyan Chotzer, it's on his property. So, Mel, I have all the ingredients. I have motive, and I have, it's like in a whodunit. I have the motive, and I have the means. He has the motive to be kinyan, and he has the means to be kinyan. Because he has the motive to be kinyan, we know he wants to be Soymechal of tikkun. And he has the means to be kinyan because it's on top of his Chotzer. And the Machna also wants. So Mimela, Shimon has to pay, not else Nene. Shimon has to pay because he acquires the Avon. It's not with the Nene at all. You have Alterach Zend and Mupi Yosef and the Ravina Yaino. They don't speak out what's bothering him, the Kasha, that he wasn't Nene yet. They just take it for granted that he's paying because he was kind of the Avon. And they ask, how is he kind of the Avon? And they answer, he's kind of the Avon with King Chatzah. Because since he wants to be Soymech Olav Kair, so he's kind of the Avonim with Kinyan Chatz. L'chayra, they're coming to answer the Ritva's Kasha too. That they can't be Chayav Al Nene. Because they can't be that he's Chayav Al Nene. Because he wasn't yet Nene. It must be that he's kind of the Avonim with Kinyan Chatz. And why does he want to be kind of the Avonim? Because he wants to be Soymech Olav Tikkun. So let's think this through carefully. Why do they first have the kasha by this mishnah of Samach Lo Kais Lacher? He pays Al Nene, and they ask, but he wasn't Nene yet. How come they don't have this kasha by Amad Nikafig Begodar Servius? The answer is posh, not even a kasha, because there he was Nene right away. When Amad Nikafig Begodar Servius, he's Nene right away. So there, there's no problem. But over here, he was Golod, the Golodaiti was when he built the wall Samach Lekoyz Lacher, but the Hanoh is not until he puts on the Tikkun. So he's not really being Nenah, it's Haki Mechayev Emas Nenah. So, first of all, you see in the Ritva, and L'chor, the Mukhi Yosef, and the Rabbeinu Yoina, they all seem to be saying the same thing. The Ritz is more mafurish that the kashas he wasn't ending it. The Teretz is, but he was kind of the Abonim. And the Nemuk Yosef, they only say that the second half. He's kind of the Abonim. But the Chor, that's what they mean. Why does he have to be kind of the Abonim? He's a Nenna. Teretz is, but he wasn't yet Nenna. They seem to be, presumably, they're also driven by the same problem. So first of all, you see that these Rishonim hold that even when it's Golidaita de Nichole, the underlying Chiyuv is Nenna. If you're not Nenna, then you wouldn't be Chayiv. It's baked into their question. The question is, who cares that he was Golidaita de Nichole, but he's not Nenna yet, till he puts on the Tikva. So obviously they're assuming that Golidaita de Nichole is only chayiv if you're a nene. It helps for nizene. It was like chosla say, but it's only chayiv if you're a nene. If you're not a nene, goladaita nichle is not worth anything to me. You could be goladaita nichle from today till tomorrow. If you're not a nene, you're not chayiv. So I don't understand something. So again, what they're asking is, over here, what do I care? He's going to die to Nichle. At the end of the day, he's not a nene. Because you haven't yet put on the tikkur, so he's not a nene. How could he be chayiv? Even going to die to Nichle. It doesn't matter. You have to come on to nene. So first of all, how do they read the Gemara Bava Kama? The Gemara Bava Kama says, that Omed Makif is potter, according to Rabbi Yossi, because Zenenev is like Chosar is potter. But Omed Nikif is chayiv, as Tosfos points out. Why is Lomid Nikiv Chayiv? So he says, Golidaita Nichle. Nichle Beitzois. But if Golidaita Nichle is not a Numa Chayiv, you still have to come on to the Chayiv Nene. So how does that solve the problem? Is Nene is Lechosa? At the end of the day, you have to come on to Nene, and it's Nene is Lechosa. The Moshul, Reb Shimon read Pshat in the Tosfos that Golidaita Nichle is a Numa Chayiv of Mishtashile. So, according to that, the kasha doesn't start. Who cares that he wasn't yet nene? But he's mishtashile. We're not being mechayiv mas nene. We're mechayiv mas mishtashile. As soon as Yosamach loy kaisel acher, we know that he would have built it. He would have built the if Reuben hadn't built the original wall to six amas. So Shimon would have built it up to six amas. So it's mishtashile. Why do you have to wait for the tikkur? You already know now that he's mishtashile. The same thing if the pshat and taisa that it's a tzarech mishutav. So who cares? He's not yet nene, but it's a tzarech mishutav. As soon as he saw mechloi kaisel achar, I know now that it's a tzarech mishutav to have a wall of six amos. So he has to pay for the wall of six amos. Whatever it has, but we say if it's a new mechay atzad hashava shabem, we understood is that gol yidaita nichle is a new mechayev. So if it's a new mechayev, so who cares that he wasn't yet nene? Because we understood the gemara baba kama l'chayev that the way gol yidaita the nichle works. It's still Zenenev is Elechoser. So what does Golidaita Nichle give me? It gives me that there's a Numachayev, not else Nenev. But these Rishonim are saying that that's not true. Even when you have Golidaita the Nichle, it still has, you still have to come on to Nenev. And if you weren't Nenev yet, then you're not Chayev. So clearly, they did not think that Golidaita Nichle is a Numachayev. They think Golidaita the Nichle is not a Numachayev. So then how do they read the Gemara Bava Kama? How does Golidaita the Nichle take off the problem of Zenenev is Elechoser? What do you have to say? I think it's a simple answer, but it's good to speak it out. What do you have to say? I think they're going to have to learn, like the Rishonim, the Zenenev is lechoser doesn't mean that the etzem there's no chiyuv hano. There's no chiyuv nene when you're not chosser, when the mahan is not chosser. There could be a chiyuv nene even if the guy's not chosser, but it's a midestoyim. Golidaita the nichle takes off the midestoyim. But the chiyuv, it's not a new mechayev, the underlying chiyuv is a chiyuv nene. Yes, very good. In the goodbye market for Nikki, if you're Nene right away, so there's a Chiyav Nene. It says Nene was a Chosu to Midastoyim, call it Daita the Nichle Beitzois, it's not a Midastoyim. But over here, you're not a Nene, so how can you Chayav Mas Nene? So it's Mukhach Taka, we have a school of Yishayin and we hold that Zenene was a Chosu is not a new Machayav. And again, I think it only makes sense if you learn that Zenene was a Chosu to Midastoyim the Kedim. So then you could say, so Golidaita Nichle takes off Midastoyim. But the Chiyuv is still a Chiyuv of Nenah, not a Numa Chayah. On the other hand, Taisus over here says the chiv is chiv nena. Taisus says it's nena for the chaser. Taisus answers go die to the nichle. But Taisus doesn't say that he's kind of the avon. If he was kind of the avonim, then you wouldn't need. Then Taisus wouldn't have the problems. Then nena for the chaser. He's kind of the avonim. Right? Taisus says that it's nena for the chaser. Lefi these rishonim, is there a kasha that it's nena for the chaser? These are showing us he's not nana. They answer no, but he's kind of the avonim, so he has to pay for the avonim. So could you ask the nana is the chaser? What's the nana with the chaser? He's kind of the avonim. It's mecha chumemka. What do you mean? Endlich chaser gadol mizeh. It's mamish mecha chumemka. I think the Tzais points this out. The field these are showing him. Tzais kasha no aschal. If Reuben, if Shimon is buying the avonim from Reuben, so of course he has to pay for the avonim. Lechaser. What do you mean lechaser? These avonim belong to Reuben, and now Shimon is kind of them. Of course, that's mecha. That's mamish mecha chumemka. So you see that Tyson understood not like these Rishonim. Tyson understood that the Mechayev over here is Tyson held that it's not a Kenyan. You're not kind of that one. So therefore Tyson says, so Af Nene is Nene was like Chosin. Tyson's answer is that it's Golidai to Nichle, which means it's a new Mechayev. But a Kapanim is not that you're kind of the Avonim. It's a new Mechayev Mishtashule or Tzarech Mishutif or whatever the theories of a new Mechayev are, but not even kind of the Avonim. So if that's it, comes out, we have a machlekes yishayim, how to understand golidaite denichle. We always had the possibilities, but now we have maybe people to attach to it. How do you understand golidaite denichle? What does golidaite denichle give me? These yishayim, the Ritva, the Nemek Yosef, the Rabbeinu Yoina, they understand golidaite denichle is not a new mechayev, it's still a chi of nene. If it bothered, so you didn't put on the kaisel, you got your nene. So I had to say, no, this is a different kind of case. Here you kind of the avonim, because you want to be soimach alayim tikkur, so you kind of the avonim. But basically, they hold that golidaita the nichle is not a new mechayev. It's still a chi of nene. So what does it do? We'll say it takes off me this time. But it doesn't create a new mechayev. On the other hand, Tais is not bothered by their kasha. Tais seems to think that it is a chi of nene over here. I mean, Tais doesn't think that you're kind of the avonim. Tais doesn't think that you're kind of the avonim. Because if you were kind of the Avonim, Taisus Kasha wouldn't start. So Taisus is assuming you're not kind of the Avonim. If you're not kind of the Avonim, you're not kind of the Avonim. So Taisus asks, Zenen Nevis Leichosa. It's Chiv Nen, Zenen Nevis Leichosa. So Taisus answers to the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says, Golidaita Nichle takes off Zenen Nevis Leichosa. If Taisus held that Golidaita Nichle is only to take off the Midas Taim, but it's basically still a Chiv Nene, so then what's Tysus' teretz? Yeah, over there it helps because you're a nana, but over here you're not a nana. Like, why wasn't Tysus bothered by the Vishayim's kasha? Teretz is Tysus holds that I can't prove it. I can't prove from this Tysus what he holds. Maybe Tysus holds that Zenen of the Chos is a Midas Stein. It's a Midas Stein. And Golidaita Nichle takes off the Midas Stein. And maybe that's all Tysus meant here too. We could ask Tamazay. But this is, how can Tysus call it Zenen of the Chos? What Nene? He didn't put on a Tikri yet. Maybe we should ask this as a Kasha all by itself. Maybe that'll be more clear. Because it's getting confusing now. Let's get for a kasha all by itself, a simple kasha. Tysus asked Zenen of his lechos. That's Tysus' opening kasha. And Tysus is kasha, he certainly thought that it works over here as Nene. After Tysus answers, Golidaita the Nichle, so maybe that means that it doesn't work as Nene. It works with the new Mechayev. Alterech, what we said in Tysus and Baba Kama. But in the kasha, Tysus certainly thought that this Gemara works as Nene. So, how could Tysus? At least initially, what Taisus, in Taisus Teretz, that Golidaita Nichle, that's up for grabs. Maybe Taisus means, no, it's Takanat Al Nene. It's a new Mechayev of Golidaita Nichle. Or maybe Taisus doesn't mean so radical. Maybe Taisus is still going that it's Al Nene. But Golidaita Nichle takes off the Midas Tlaimus, and then it's like Chosa. It's hard to know from this Taisus which way he holds. I think Taisus Baba Kama is more Giluim, but from over here, it's hard to know. But whatever Taisus is saying in the Teretz, in the Kasha, he certainly thought it's a Chi of Nene. That's why he's bothered, it's a Nene of his Le Chosa. How could Taisus entertain for a moment that the chiyuv of Samach Lekais Lachar is a chiyuv of Nene? he wasn't yet. He was not yet nene. Like the Rishonim ask, he didn't yet put on the tikkun. Where's the hana? Why does Tosafot think that he isn't nene? We could present this very simply without the whole nidun about new mechayim. I mean, that's important things, and I think we see important things in the in you take a see from the ritva from the Yosef, from Rabbi Yonah, that they understand that goli daita nichle is still a chiyuv nena. It's not a new mechayim; it's a chiyuv nena. It just takes off me the stone, but it's still that is important to say. But in Yonah right now, to ask the kasha that I'm asking right now, we don't even have to get into that. We're asking a simple kasha. The Rishonim would say for the Apostle, these Rishonim say for the Apostle, that even if it's Samach Lekos Lacha, you're not Nene, because you didn't yet put up the Tikra. And therefore they ask, so how you Chayav? You weren't yet Nene. So they answer, no, it's nothing to do, you're not Chayav as Nene, you're buying the Avonim. But Tosis does think this, at least in the Kasha, Tosis thinks that it is a Chayav Nene. And Tosis doesn't answer, you're buying the Avonim. That's for sure not what Tosis answers. So Tosis in the Kasha at least thought it's a Chayav Nene. How could Tosis into... So it's a different concept. Zeh Nenev is Leichoser. Forget Zeh Nenev is Leichoser. Zeh Nenev is Leichoser is Machlekes. Forget Zeh Nenev is Leichoser. You're not a Nene. What kind of Nene are you? You didn't yet put up a Tikra. So, the chur we have to say in Tosis is that Tosis holds, so that's enough to be called a Nene. Since we know that you want a Tikra, and now we're Magal Das that you want a Tikra, and you're going to need the original Kaisel of six Amos to have a Tikra. So that's called a Yenene. You're Nene from this Kaisel because it facilitates your future plans. And other Rishonim don't think so. I don't know what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes in Bedrock. I don't know. But the Chayr, that's what's Mukhach and Tosis. The Tosis thinks it's enough that you're planning to have a Tikra, that it makes it cool that you're a Nene from the Kaisel. Frech Rabbi Kveger. Kager asks, he says, it's only a nene, there's no tikkur yet. So why are you a nene? Because you're a nene because you're going to put up a tikkur. Right, Rabbi Kager? But when you put up the tikkur, he's going to be chosen. Because Tosis, Rabbi Kager points out, the Gemara says later on Daf Zayin that, we're talking about putting a roof putting a wall on a roof, and the Gemara says that he doesn't want a wall on his roof because putting a wall up on top of you is mora ashisoi. When you make the, you're going to put up a kaisel shel avonim on the roof, it weakens the walls underneath because they're holding up more weight. So if you the same thing, you put a tikra on top of a wall, about it's mora the wall. So he is chaser. So he's not chaser now. He's not Nene now either. But you're calling him a Nene because eventually he's planning to put up a Tikra. But when he puts up the Tikra, then he's going to be Chlin, the other guy's going to be Chosser. So how can you say that it's Zen Nene? Zen, you can't have, you had to have it both ways. It's Zen Nene or Zen Chosser. Manashach. Right now he's not Nene. Elamite later is going to be Nene. When he'll be Nene, he'll be Chosser too. So by what construction is it Zen Nene or Zen Chosser? It's a very beautiful Kasha. I don't know what to do with it, but it's a beautiful kasha. Yeah.
Can we answer that when he puts it up, he puts it up knowing that it's for both of them, and what comes with that is ishtamshus bekosel, so it's already built in. That.
But I don't know. I don't know if Reuven knows. When Reuven put up the wall, he knew that they're going to put a roof on it.
If you assume that Ishtam Shisbekosel is part of the what comes with a wall.
Right. If you hold like the Rishayim, that we had Rishayim in that base, that the whole point in Gevil Begozer is just you should be able to Rishayim Echol of Tikkun. Derive it, there are. So maybe since Reuben put up a wall of Gevil, so and six Amos tall, so maybe Ki'ilu it's built in, then it's going to have Smichas Tikkun.
We're not still be chaser. It's because of him. It's because of Shimon that he's going to have to put more into the wall now.
I'm not master using material that could hold up Tikra. He also is
meaning the wall was built for a Tikra, like, so maybe that's not called Chasa.
And like reinforce the stones, so it's already built. Who knows?
Should we
not
bring up this on
here? I mean, it's a very big thing. It would be a very big chiddush to say Taisus holds that those with shaymin. You had your hand up before?
Yeah, I wanted to go back. I wanted to say, why can't we suggest the hana that he's getting is for Hezgriya, and he's not doing Dais and Nichalei, and only when he's Megali his Das, he's Nichalei for another reason.
No, but it's more in the Mishnah that the Gili Das is that he's going to put up a Tikkur. That's the Chiddush. Afal Pi Shalei Nosan is a Tikkur. In Machlekes Nigmara, how much height does he have to pay? It's a Gili Das that he's Nichalei. Anyway, what is Gaina Hezegriya? There's already a Pesel.
For the extra Hezegriya.
But there's already a Six Amat Tol Pesel. So now Shimon built another Six Amat Tol Pesel. What does he have in Hezegriya?
What does that mean, another Six?
I mean, Reuven already built a Six Amat Tol Pesel.
Right. So
now Shimon on his own property, he's building another one. So he's not, if anything, doesn't gain anything in Hezegriya.
The Hanan he's getting is from the extra Hezbah, the extra protection from Hezegriya, that's what Reuven built. And but who says that Shimon wants that? Maybe he doesn't care about that extra protection
right.
He has agreed to Shemin. But right. Now, when he has the Gilei Das and Nichalei for the Hagba, for a different reason, just to be some Thikros, then that's when he's tied.
He's got a diet to the Nichalei for other things, so now he has to pay for that not has agreed. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's Rachuk to.
You're just paying for the Hanah of Hagba, not for the
Hezegriya. The Gilei Das has to be the Nichalei and the Hanah, not Stam.
In what?
In the Hanah. It has to be Nichalei and the Hanah, not Nichalei for something else.
He says Nichalei b'Hagbah.
That's
what it says.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about it, but I don't think it could be true that you Megala Das, the Nichalei in the Smichas Kairis, and then you have to pay for the Hanah of Hezekriya. I'm a stabber. Yeah, Ishai.
The Rabbeinu Gershom says that the what's in the attic, the roof's never actually going to touch the other wall. It's just that what's in the device itself, like shit like that. He says even if the roof will never actually touch the other wall, he's still considered like benefiting from it. So if that would be the case, then I guess he wouldn't actually be fussing.
Oh wow! Yeah, this Taka Rabbeinu, this Taka Rabbeinu Geshen. Hold it from Shad in the Mishnah. Pashim Shad in the Mishnah is after Pishalinos and the Tikra means he didn't put on the Tikra yet. Rabbeinu Geshen says Mechudish Tikra Shad. No, after Pishalinos and the Tikra means he didn't put the roof on top of the other guy's wall at all. He just put some hooks on the side of the other guy's wall, and he put the Tikra on them. And nonetheless, it's called that he was going to die to, and nonetheless, he has to pay. And Kodesh the Kavshat in the Mishnah, so. Maybe it's Hakatolin, the Machlekes in that Vav, for how much height do you pay? The height that you went up, or the whole height of the wall? Maybe he's going only in that side. Like upon him, maybe that doesn't weaken the wall. Maybe that's not called Chosa. I'm not sure that that's true, but that's not called Chosa, but maybe. I hear that would be an Eitza. I wonder what he says, Rabbi Geshen over there. Hopefully, the above he doesn't explain anything. Don't explain too much. I hear, interesting, if you're a Geshe, maybe there's a way out, maybe Tais is held that way too. Yeah. By the way, you see the other Rishonim, all those other Rishonim, they didn't learn like a Rebbeinu Geshe. Their assumption is he wasn't Nana yet. But if you're a Rebbeinu Geshe, he was already Nana. He was Takla already Nana. Maybe that's Rebbeinu Geshe was said it.
And that
holds
up the same weight, there's hooks.
What?
Tikra is leaning on hooks that are attached to the wall, so doesn't the wall have to still be able to support the same amount of weight? Even more than other hooks.
Yeah, I hear it. Maybe it's. I don't know. Messias placed it. I don't know. I have to ask an engineering major. I don't think why he has engineering majors.
Just to try to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Like, it's one thing where the Gemara talks about whether you build a window into a wall, that's going to be Marashi side, but how can you say that putting a roof on top of walls is going to ruin the foundation? Shouldn't walls be built to be able to hold up ceilings? Like, if anything, we know by the Mikdash should help the wall, keep the wall in place, you know, like, to some extent, roofs are helpful. They're not going to Marashi side.
Oh, that's a good thought. Until you had a Gemara attached to it, I wasn't so sure. Now you have a Gemara. The Gemara is that says Marashi Soy is talking about you have a building, and the guy wants to put a fence on top of his another wall on top of his
That's when there's an old wall on top, a new wall on top of old. It also talks about how you cut a window.
You're saying here the Gemara does have this notion, but the Gemara by the Beis Hamikdash that the Tikru Maziva allows the wall to be taller because it gives it stability. So maybe that's a counterweight to, you know, adding stamazay weight on top of a wall that we can sit. But you add a tikkun maziva, on the contrary, that makes it better. Makes it more stable.
The walls aren't that high.
Yeah, but whatever it is, but it gives it stability. You know, maybe it says in that Gemara that a tikkun makes the wall stronger, not weaker. However high it is, but it makes it stronger, not weaker. So you're not chasa, tikkun doesn't make him chasa. Okay, so we have interesting things. Well, he's out of Rabbi Kaga's kasha. Then a Geshen, and then this thing. Tikku Maziva. So yeah, fine. Okay, yeah, well, one more, and then I'm going to stop it.
Within the Ritva, if we're going to say that what Megala Dasa Nikolai does is take off Mita Stone, so I understand that if you're going to say that, like the way the Tosa said it, that it's to Nikolai Vod Saus, that he would have paid for it anyway, or something like that, so then therefore it's not Mita Stone. But Megala Dasa Nikolai means that he's Megala Dasa, he's going to get Hana, so that we still said that Mita Stone is, even though he's going to get Hana, it's
we can still say that Megala Dasa Nikolai means Nikolai Vod Saus.
Even within everyone else who doesn't say that it means Vod Saus.
Yeah, could still be. I mean, because Tais the Kasha Melkam is still a Kasha. Every door b'chatzir chaver shleim midayt is nichalei b'ano. It's not lichalei nichalei noitzoy, so it's still a midastoy. But if this guy is nichalei b'noitzoy, that means if I would have come to him in advance, he would have paid. Whereas I think that's in the kudu, that it takes off midastoy because it allows the mahana to say, if I would have only known, I would have come to him in advance. So it's already not a midastoy. One more thing I just want to throw out. So it comes out we have a machlekes rishonim. Well, we have a whole bunch of rishonim, at least the Ritva and that school, that it's clear from them that goledaita michale is not a new machayev. It's still a machayev of nene. That's why they have this problem that even if we galadas the michale, but he wasn't nene yet. So how can he be machayev? He wasn't yet nene. So it's clear that they're learning that. Is not a new mechayev, like Allah, Reb Shimon, Mishtashle, or Beishaya, or whatever it is. It just takes off me the stone. Taisus over here, we don't have Achra, but we had other reasons to think that Goledaitin and Nichle is a new mechayev. First of all, because I think Taisus Shitin Baba Kama, which we didn't go into, but if we were learning Baba Kama, throughout the whole sugya, is that Zenene of the Chos has nothing to do with Mita Stein. Yeah, Zenene Muchagun of Venetam, Shita is that if it's business, it's not Mita Stein. So he can't learn Zenenev the Chaser. The Rashi himself points this out there. Rabbi Tam, it doesn't make any sense to say that Zenenev the Chaser has to do with Midas Toim. So it's Tam, then you have to be Chaser in order to be the Hanah. So how does Goladat and Nichle take it off? It must be that it's a new Mechayev. We also added in the Balamar, but the Balamar holds that Omed, in one sheet or in the last Teretz, that Omed Makif only pays for one wool because Komdinos, like Gotsim based in Zakai. But Omed Nikif takes off, pays for all the wools. If it's Kriyotzim based in Zakai, so how does Omed Nikif change to Kriyotzim based in Zakai? So in the Balamo, we said there must be that Goladayt and Nichle is a new Mechayev. So because we have already emerging that we have Takamachlekus Yishayim in this Nekudu. It's Goladayt and Nichle a new Mechayev, or Goladayt and Nichle is still just a Dinne, it's just a Dinne. And all it does maybe is take off me this time. So this is Negev to a Shaila that we talked about in Halacha. Anybody remember? Beis Yosef. Where Reuben built the first two walls, Shimon built the third wall, and the Beis Yosef says, "Oh, so now I'm a galgan of a sakol because Goladayt and Nichle." And the Ksoi says, "What Goladayt? Yeah, Goladayt and Nichle, very nice, but he wasn't yet Nenen." In Mamish, the Ksoi's kasha is like these Rishayim. That Goladayt and Nichle doesn't take off. That you still need to be Nenen. And where's the Hanoh if there's not yet four walls? Ksoi's wants to answer al derech the Nimukyosef. I think we mentioned the time. The Ksois wants to answer the Beis Yosef means that if he's Goladayta the Nichle, when Shimon builds the third wall, he's Goladayta the Nichle in the Eitzon, in the Ekev. So then he's kinda the first two walls. Because normally Mechitzas Pnimiyos, and Mechitzas Pnimiyos, he's assuming are built on both of their property, which Machlokes Rambam and the Rambam, how to learn the case. But we'll assume that it's built on both of their property. So when he's Goladayta the Nichle, so then he's kinda all three walls. Al derech what the Rishayim said over here. So I don't. The dimin is not so poshut. In the case of the Rishayim over here, where he wants to build a wall, he wants to build a tikra rather. Goladayt is that he's going to build a tikra. So then I understand why he wants to be kind of the walls. Right? It's in the interest of the nikiv to be kind of the walls. If he's not going to be kind of the walls, he's not going to be able to put a tikra on top of them because he can't put a tikra on somebody else's wall. But in the case of the Beis Yosef, don't matter bikkur. And I'm not sure in a bikkur that the nikif has any interest in being kind of the walls. Why would he want to be kind of the walls? The main thing for the walls is the shmira. So it's better for the nikif not to own the walls and not to have to pay for them. So to say over there that once he builds the third wall, so now he knows he's nikhle mitzoyis, so he's kind of the walls and he has to buy the pay for them, alsmecha chomemka. Why would he be kind of walls that he has no interest in that? It's against his interest to be kind of the walls. I mean, he says that he wants to be kind of the walls. So that's not so clear to me that it says. But Al-Kavon, I'm just bringing out that this Nekudah, the Beis Yosef seems to say, Goladayt and Nichle, doesn't need Nenna. And the Ksoi says, what do you mean? You have to be Nenna. It's coming out, it comes out, they start coming out like Hashem. It's Goladayt and Nichle, just takes off me the story, but you still have to be Nenna. That's what you see from the Nimuk Yosef and the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Yena. Or is Goladayt and Nichle Yenumachayim? Like I think his mashmat is will come and in the Balamor you have to say that and so on. There's other possibility. It's in Numachayev. Ipshutai. Right, yeah. Okay, good.